Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's hour number two. We're going to have open phones and other news during this hour. Quite frankly, I have trouble covering anything but this. The import of it is just gargantuan and staggering. Always informative. One of my mother's favorite guests, Gerald Celente, is coming up in the third hour. I want to explain something here. If we give in to fear, if it freaks us out as the camps, the re-education, as all of this is exposed and then implemented, the highway checkpoints, all of it, if we give in to it and decide to submit to it thinking we're going to be safe, we allow the full tyranny to come in. They've set up their command bases of evil, and they're trying to roll it out now, but it's one thing to set it up, another thing to roll it out. This is the time that tries men's souls. This is the beginning of the fight, the beginning of all the preparations we've made, all the desperate warning and then copying pamphlets and DVDs and writing Infowars.com on the Federal Reserve notes. All of the trench warfare in the info war, all of our psyops of truth up against their mountains of sophisticated brainwashing and programming. Truth up against lies. This is it. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Toe-to-toe with people that funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and all the others. It's all just beta test. This is the big attempt to take down the Republic. This is the big enchilada, the big kahuna. This is it. This is the beginning. You already see stuff's getting wilder by the minute. And the next 4 or 5 years are just going to be insane. And if they bring in a Mitt Romney and they have terror attacks, a lot of Americans will go along with this. Because first they're going to have the army, in turn a bunch of disheveled Occupy Wall Street type people. And then it'll be some black nationals and it'll be some illegals. That was the Rex 84 plan, was to roll it out that way. See, they expertly get Obama to set up a bunch of it to get the left behind it. Then they bring in a Republican, use it on the left, then bring a Democrat back in. And, I mean, this could be a 10-year operation, or it could be this year. Or Obama could set off nukes, his controllers could, and say domestic groups did it with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's all there. They've got different scenario attack profiles. But just know, they always planned to end the fake war on terror against Al-Qaeda and say it was for guys wearing John Deere hats and cowboy hats and people that love, you know, Andy Griffith from Mayberry. And that's basically what it is now, is just pell-mell, pedal to the metal, bum-rush demonization of people that the globalists don't like, and that's Americans. If you are somebody that the founding fathers would like, if you're somebody who just common sense and wants freedom, private property, Second Amendment, men are men, women are women, when cars were fast and there weren't poison additives in the food. I mean, if you're just a straight up regular guy who isn't a coward, the New World Order sees you as a threat. If you're a metrosexual trendy, walking around, acting like a moron, they love you. Just drink your fluoride, eat your GMO, take your vaccines, get a neurological disorder at 40-something, get cancer at 60-something so they can suck all your savings out. You'll never know what hits you. That's who they want. That's who they want. And I look at what pus-filled, weak vessels the New World Order people are. How pathetic they are. Only the fact that good people have a blind spot towards evil is the only reason these guys can attack us. It's like we're wearing blinders. Take the stinking goggles off. Take the plugs out of your nose and smell the rotten flesh of the New World Order and listen to what's being said. Because let me tell you, the out of control, classical, comic book level tyranny is staring you in the eyes. I mean, it's lined up right there. Not a game. Not a joke. It's toe-to-toe with the New World Order. So get the word out while we still have communication systems. Give the number out when we come back. Stay with us.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Part of the psyop that takes place is our military and media is run by foreign enemies of this country, foreign banks. Is when the NDAA clearly stated that it would allow the secret arrest of Americans, secret torture, secret killing, secret disappearance. The media came out and said it couldn't be true. But and then there was a debate about whether or not it was true, and then they admitted it was true. But Obama said he wouldn't sign it, but of course he did. That's another psyop. Tell you it's not going to pass, so ignorant people will then argue when it does pass and say, no, Obama was against that. Because if you lie, it doesn't matter if some people know you're lying as long as the general public is ignorant and it confuses things. Because then you make the debate about whether or not the NDAA even exists. Now, all over the country, started about 5 years ago, they have TSA checkpoints on highways, at bus terminals, trains. They're now going to be at the cruise terminals groping your genitals. It's all an act of domination. Total federalization, totally illegal. Threat fusion center, SWAT teams federalized, total control. Then they start hiring every month tens of thousands more domestic internment specialists to be at old military bases, and we have the purchase orders and the bid process to expand these camps. And they're like, okay, well, there are camps. You go to the congressman, you say, well, I got the legislation to fund more camps. There's no legislation. Here it is. Oh, I do remember that now. Oh, that's just to help children. Well, we saw one of the camps that actually does have playscapes for children. We saw children on it. They were probably happy little children, though, weren't they? And he talked to Ventura like he was a child on that TV show. That's the PSYOP. They go get training in this. Because even if you know they're lying, it still takes it back to the fact that they're acting like they don't understand what you're saying to them. Cass Sunstein, we're like, here's your papers where you say, arrest people that disagree with the government. Find them, fee them, outlaw it. Define conspiracy theory as asking questions and not believing known liars, and then fine us, fee us, or arrest us. And Sunstein goes, I don't remember. I've written a lot of papers, and starts laughing at him, even though he wrote them 3 years ago and it's been all over the news and he's responded to it before. He just smiles and goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And then just smiles at him because there's that denial so that there can't be a real debate because he knows people are watching that aren't going to go check the information. He's counting on their ignorance. And he looks at Luke knowingly like going, it doesn't matter if you're awake, Sonny. I'm going to get these people. That's the message. It doesn't matter, Jones, how many documents and pieces of legislation you have and how many camps you've been to. The sheep are going to hear this, and they're not going to go check. They're not going to pass this forward on their email list or Facebook or Twitter. They're not going to go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter and get our Twitter tweet on this and retweet it. They're just going to go, oh, yeah, camps. Or even those that do listen are just going to repeat it. Well, we can break that. I remember being on radio shows for over a decade and going, you're the guy that says the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam was staged. Ah, oh, conspiracy theorist. Then in 2004, the 40th anniversary of 1964 event, they declassify that it was all staged, release the audio tapes of McNamara telling the president over the phone from D.C. to outside Austin at the LBJ Ranch how they were going to lie to the public and how they would phase it in and get the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. And the president's taken the orders from the former corporate executive who was the real president. He's there going, taking his orders. There's always an imperial legate in there who really commands the president. In public, he says yes, sir, to the president, but not in private. Not in private. And people are saying, why are you talking about this? The point is, it was never a conspiracy theory the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Good men from those ships who came back said we were not attacked, it was all a lie, including one captain and one first mate. They quietly got in trouble. That was in the San Diego Herald Tribune months after the Gulf of Tonkin when their ships got back. They waited till they got back. They went and told. The paper did its job, reported it. But it became a rumor. I had that article. I'd had the historians on. I'd seen copies of it in books. I'd gone and checked. I knew. I knew. It wasn't a rumor for me. I knew. But I don't just believe documents. I've been to the urban drills. I've witnessed them trained to put Americans and say it's for America in camps and take your guns and take your children away from you. And I just read, if you just joined us, I want to hear from police and from active duty military. I'd also like to hear from pastors. They take you in. They tell you you're part of a secret program, give you an InfraGuard card, give your church, small or large, a little bit of money, a new van, some new TVs. And now you're part of the faith-based initiative. Now you're not a church. You're not even a charity. You're a government front. You're a collaborator with the bankers and their takeover. I don't care if they put American flags on the outside of it. It's anti-liberty. It's totally evil. And so the preachers and all the rest of them, you go to any church this weekend, it's worship the government, do what you're told, it's of the Lord. I mean, just unbelievable getting ready for the collapse. But the thing is, it isn't even do what you're told because the government's good and got good people in it, and we've got an outside threat. This is the very bankers imploding our society, bringing this in. So I want to hear, because you guys are so cowardly, especially the preachers, that because you know this is classified and you've been told not to talk about it, you won't call in about the clergy response team, even though I had the documents 6 years ago. And since then, there'll be a newscast on it, running PSYOP. We played those newscasts here. And the police are so scared when they call in, even as listeners. I go, so you've worked with the military and warrant service, haven't you? Well, yeah, I'm not supposed to get into this. It's everybody, folks. It's a giant secret program, and they've gotten our police that are supposed to be under state charter, under the municipal government, to be little secret agents, and they get off on it. You know, the TV's always, ooh, CIA, ooh, classified, like it's rock star status. It's all fake. It's nothing. It means being disreputable and traitorous against this country. You understand that? The modern day CIA, you could undoubtedly say, is a foreign power, is a group of mercenaries of a foreign power. And there's hundreds of thousands of CIA agents, officers, and millions of their minions in the United States. I'd estimate it's at 10 million under direct CIA control. I mean, every dentist my dad knows has been approached to spy on everybody in their office. And it's like, well, what's the spying? I don't know. Not paying taxes, marijuana, pills, talking bad about the government. It's folks, it is a total Stasi state where everybody starts ratting everybody out. The people get scared. They know it's a tyranny. So they start going along with it. A lot of people are going to get really energized and aggressive with this system, not because they believe the propaganda, but because they're such smoking cowards. And statistically, by the way, the system likes to destroy them. That's one of their favorite little dishes. So those poor idiots have no idea what's about to happen to them. Historically, these operatives, when they take over, respect and fear people like myself, Ron Paul, and others, because they know we understand. And they're usually compartmentalized and get totally freaked out by somebody that decompartmentalizes things for them. But the country will be destroyed. It will totally fall in the third world cesspit if the globalists have their way. This is it. This is it. And it's so real it makes my head spin. So I want to hear from military, because I know there's over 100,000 of you at least, active and former, who can be called back up, who in the last decade have been phased through this civilian inmate labor camp PSYOP program that I covered in the last hour that's the biggest news ever. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for reeducation camps in America. And I want to hear from pastors who, A, said no to the clergy response team or said that they would go along with it. I mean, it's time to come to the altar. Show everybody that you repent of being part of the clergy response team. Have a little courage. Stop being a coward. Your ancestors are looking down on you from heaven, and you're a shameful person if you don't have the will to call in and admit what you've done. I mean, we already know it, but it's good to talk about it, to at least get you out in the open discussing this. And I want to hear from police. I mean, is there nothing you won't go along with? You know, I had a guy calling, he's a listener, he's a fan. Yeah, he knows that was a good guy they killed up in Georgia. That's where he's from. He's now down in San Antonio as a senior officer. And I go, and yeah, you work with the military, don't you, in Secret Warrant Service? Yeah, we do. It's totally illegal. It's totally secret. And the fact that you had to hesitate before saying it. Look, the globalists know it. They set it up. The little public doesn't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't understand. They think they're not going to go look at my article and my PDF and the government documents. They're just going to say, oh, Alex Jones talking about a police state takeover. Yeah, that fearmonger who said they'd have TSA checkpoints on highways. Well, they do, but he's still a fearmonger. They're ratcheting this up to see what they can get away with. We've got to go absolutely hog wild ape and scream bloody murder and run around like chickens with our heads cut off with this information. Get this article, leaked U.S. Army document, outlines plan to re-education camps in America. And it goes through breaking up the families, PSYOPs, taking the political dissidents away. I mean, this makes NDAA look tame, saying they'll secretly arrest us, because this states it's for people politically active. I already knew that under the COINTELPRO and under Rex 84. Even preachers in there that are establishment, they've got targeted and watched and will decide to arrest later, because they've got actuaries and they know your moral fiber, that they know you're a dupe. At a certain level down the road, they know statistically when you're going to buck up against it. They're just going to come by and kill you. That's in the InfraGuard documents. They're going to kill you and say it was a suicide. They're going to kill preachers, talk show hosts. It's going to be hell on earth.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Ragtag band.
They were terrorists.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
That's us.
Thanks.
Thanks to those renegades, we're free today. In fact, later, John, I know you've got that song on the computer up there. I want to maybe come back later in the hour with Renegades by Steve Voss. Thank God for the Renegades. All right. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to explain something. When the Army says they'll follow orders to secretly arrest citizens, that's illegal. I mean, that's an order like Hitler saying, shoot that kid in the head. And if you do it, you're an accomplice. All of this is illegal. The military assisting, oh, I know, they've got the training, so they're going to help you. It's all about getting you ready for this. The drug war, all of it's to corrupt you. And now it's coming out in the open, and now they admit, yeah, we're going to take you to re-education centers, political dissidents that don't agree with the government. And because they say that's the policy of the U.S. is the government, not the American people. You don't have free speech in America. You're not going to have private property either. Only the big mega banks are. Agenda 21, all of it. It's all accelerating. And if you think stuff's moving fast now in a year or two, lightning speed, lightning, lightning, lightning. Maybe next week, maybe 2 years from now. But, I mean, it's coming to that flashpoint. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We've got military, police. This is the podcast. Police officer just retired, police, pastor. Who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest? I'll try to shut up and go to you guys quick because I know you're busy. Let's go to military police David in New Jersey. David, was this any secret to you, this document?
Actually, Alex, not at all. To be honest with you, I've been trying to call in for a few weeks. I listen to you all the time. I actually got into probably 2 years ago. The weird thing with me is, like, I had been seeing how the country's going in, and I came in on the military with, like, the intention to do good, and it really bothered me how, like, the whole war on terror turned out to be a whole bunch of garbage. I actually experienced, when you're talking about the whole false flag issues regarding, I received an award for catching two people on terror watch list at a gate. And I can provide that documentation to you. And the thing that really bothered me and what turned me on to you was the FBI knew where they were the entire time. I let them just come right up to the gate. And who the hell knows what would happen. It just bothers me that they let them in the country with no passport or anything.
Exactly. They were. Well, that's in the news today where even mainstream media admits they're creating and leading the groups and trying to get them to attack.
Absolutely. I mean, they knew what they ate that day. Like when it came out, they were held for 6 hours at our base. And when it came out 6 hours later, the FBI knew what they ate that morning. They were in the country with no passport, no identification, no nothing. And it just so happened that they had a dependent that,
of course they bring them in and of course they sell it. Oh, it's for the Muslim extremists. No, in the training manuals, it's for people like Charlie Daniels, basically. So expanding on this, what do you make of this re-education camp thing for political dissidents?
I mean, you know that's been in the works for how long? I mean,
no, I know, but now that this has been leaked, I'm asking, have you yourself seen this document?
Oh no, I have not. I didn't see it till I went to InfoWars a couple minutes ago. Seen the document.
What do you make of it?
What do I think about it? I can tell you this right now, Alex. The military is not going to turn on the citizens. I can guarantee you that. Percentage-wise, I would say the military is some of the most awake people out there.
I agree. Yeah, they weren't 10 years ago, but it's unbelievable. I think we've really checkmated the globalists. Well, then why are the globalists moving forward with all this? Do they think the TSA is going to be their shock troops?
Absolutely not. I mean, I really think it's crumbling right in front of their eyes, to be honest with you. And I've totally put my entire everybody in my workspace I've completely put on to you. And I can say out of 10 people I work with, everybody there sees the problem, what's going on, sees exactly what's going on. People didn't want to believe in the beginning, thought I was crazy. And every time I'm there listening to you, sorry for cursing.
It's all right. We just had to delay you out. The Internet got to hear it. Well, listen, if you'd like to send us documentation, I can put you on hold and give you one of our emails where we can probably have a chance to actually get it. We get so many. And I'd like to hear more about that. I actually have a stack of mainstream news admitting now that the FBI manufactures fake terror. They're not infiltrating. They go out whole cloth and create it, and they always use low-grade morons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the guys put that together from Ghostbusters trying to have some fun. I guess it is gallows humor because we're at a real crossroads here. You've got a lot of people that are awake. You've got foreign banks that have taken over Europe that run us through the Federal Reserve. They're trying to destroy our country. I mean, they paid 20-something billion to ship General Motors out of the country to 4 different nations. Cadillac, Volt, all built out of the country now. I mean, if that isn't treason and sabotage, I don't know what is. And they just do it right out in the open. They have tax incentives to move our jobs to China. China owns most of our so-called debt now, to where we can't even have a human rights activist they've tortured for years. He's in a standoff with the people in China for months protecting him. The Chinese people are uprising all the time. He escapes to the U.S. Embassy and they just turn him back over. Because they own us. The corrupt have sold us down the river. We've got to recognize it and say, this is fraudulent. I don't accept this. I don't owe money for your derivatives. It's us or them. They're all going to go to jail, folks, if we take the country back. That's why they're so dangerous. Do you understand that? I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. Just if you just joined us, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America, and you read this thing, and it's confirmed, it's authentic, it's on the government's major sites, Paul links to it, and what's happening is government contractors and people are just leaking this right out onto the government contracting sites. And we've got all the contracts that go with it that have been confirmed. Mind-blowing. Go read it. Arresting people for their political views and putting them under psyops in camps, taking their kids from them, their guns. It's entitled FM3-39.40. This needs to be huge news. We need to demand this be covered. Remember, it took 2 weeks for me to be able to get people to admit NDAA was real. Let's go ahead and go to... I got a pastor in North Carolina. We'll see if that's about NDAA. We got Woody is just retired police officer. We've got Army officer or ex-Army. We've got police that have been listening the longest. We'll go to Jay in California to get his take on this. Jay, thanks for calling and holding. What's your view on civilian inmate labor camps and people being arrested for their political views and held by the Army at concentration camps?
Well, I definitely think that... that there are legitimate issues like NDAA, that's legitimate policy. I think that Presidential Directive 51 is. But with regard to this particular document, I would like you and or Paul Joseph Watson to point us specifically to where this mentions anything about CONUS, because I have found this document on an Army website, armypubs.army.mil. This is not a top secret document, and I think
it says restricted. Oh, again, I should just settle down. You're calling in trying to run a psyop here on our audience. It's illegal to have the TSA all over the country doing warrantless checkpoints and training police to search bags. Okay, that's been ruled over and over again. We've got regular military and Marines right where you're out there in California in the news running DWI checkpoints 30 miles from base on U.S. citizens. That's illegal. We have got Homeland Brigade saying they'll pull triggers on citizens. I've been to countless urban warfare drills, and you're calling up going, your hair is on fire, you shouldn't be upset, and you started out by saying NDAA is legitimate across the political spectrum. The entire world, even the communist London Guardian, said this is unprecedented evil, the secret arrest of U.S. citizens. Unbelievable. You think PDD 51 is great, I guess. So let me guess. What type of police officer are you? And do you feel like this is okay because you've been let in to some of it and told the psyop that was crafted for you?
No one said this is okay. What I'm saying to you is this particular document is not what you're making it out to be, and you need to tell us specifically where it mentions the continental United States within this document. You are misleading your audience like you did before with 20 minutes with the president.
Okay, I want to hold on 1 second. No, that was a mock interview with the president that we had a computer glitch for a minute. The thing went on the bottom. That happens. It was like 20 pages long. Look, I'm trying to find something here. Where is the article? I just read this to people. I just read from the document. It says it's for in the U.S. We read that part. And it says identifies malcontents, trained agitators, political leaders within the facility who may try to organize resistance to create disturbances, develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes, identifies political activists, provides loudspeaker support such as administrative announcements and facility instructions where necessary, helps the military police commander control detainee and D.C. populations during emergencies, plans and executes PSYOP program that produces an understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions. So you don't deny that this doesn't exist. You're saying that, what's misleading? Tell me.
Well, what I'm saying is this, Alex. I'm not denying.
Hold on, buddy boy. You said I'm misleading people. You tell me in this document what I'm misleading people against. Don't use that Perry Mason garbage where you say, or I do some satire and you say everything I do is satire. This is not satire. Okay? Now, I'm talking straight to you. right now I'm asking you, what is it true about this groundbreaking FM3-39.40? What is in this document, okay, that is not ground? It is groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. I already knew this because I've been to these drills and seen it without it being, you know, admitted, that they are saying this will be used domestically as well in DOD support to U.S. civilian authorities for domestic emergencies and domestic law enforcement and other activities. Let me ask you as a police officer, do you ever use the military in warrant service?
Tell us page and paragraph in the PDF where we can find it in reference to the United States of America.
I have the document. I mean, I've just read
Get Paul on the air and have him tell us where it's at, because he read it. He wrote about it.
Hold on. Are you saying, sir, we've got all the links where they are doing the hiring and saying it's for domestic operations?
No.
Well, I appreciate that. Listen, you're not going to answer my questions, are you? Have you worked with the military as a police officer in domestic operations?
I called to ask you about this.
Yeah, that's enough. I'm done with you. You think you're part of the system. You watch what happens to this country. You try to stall the American people and use psyop techniques on them. You go ahead and do that, buddy. You go ahead and tell everybody everything's fine. They're not arresting Amish, and they're not arresting people with lemonade stands. They're not raiding people that are selling organic food in California. You go ahead and tell them the NDAA. You said, I think the NDAA is legitimate? Wow. You just watch what happens to this country. And if we're able to hold this back, you'll get to sit there and say, oh, see, nothing went on. They cried wolf. And you know what? That's great. You go ahead. If we're able to defeat this, I will love it. If people that aren't sophisticated say, oh, well, see, it wasn't bad. Man, that is incredible. I read the PDF this morning. Guys, print me the PDF. I read it at home. I mean, they got sections of it. Yeah, get Watson on air. I just read from it where it says, within U.S. territory and involve DOD support to civilian authorities for domestic emergencies. Pull up the PDF on screen and control F search U.S. territory, U.S. territory. Put that in, and that'll bring the paragraph up instantly instead of me having to read the whole thing again. Just pull up the PDF in front of everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Type that in, and it'll give you the document. You know what that guy did? He did what that congressman out of Tennessee did when Jesse Ventura goes in and says, you authored a bill to expand camps for political dissidents around the United States, and we've gone and seen some of these camps prepared. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, I don't believe space aliens are coming down to eat me. And he said, no, camps for civil emergencies, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Yeah, blow it up. Show them. There it is. Blow it up. I mean, anybody can go do that. Just print it for me and I'll do it because there's so many of them. Blow it up bigger because I can't read that on screen. See, that's what they do. Just like when NDAA said it would secretly arrest citizens, for 2 weeks the media said it didn't say it, so we couldn't build up opposition to beat it, and then Obama said he wouldn't sign it, and then he did. It's all in there. Yeah, what you do is you have to hit the full. You have to hit the full. In one search, U.S. territory as one word, find that. And there it is, over transportation, over everything. That is how a PSYOP is run. So you see, everything's fine in America. Don't get your hair on fire. Don't get movement. Don't get the people to want the TSA not grabbing their genitals in Houston and Dallas and the military out at the Kite Festival here in Austin. And every TV show I turn on are drama. Or they have the NFL draft and they say, now the draft, and the Army walks in. No, there's no PSYOP going on. There's no clergy response team documents I got that were later confirmed to be accurate, saying they're training clergy to tell people to stand down and go into camps. There it is, legal obligations. Within the United States territory, there are specific legal restrictions governing the use of U.S. military forces. That's only one part. Hit Control F again. Unbelievable. I will find that and pull it up for you, buddy boy. Let's go ahead and talk to Woody, just retired police officer. Woody, he's not saying everything's fine, but everything is okay. You think everything's okay in America? What do you think about this?
You know, that young man there, you know, he's definitely taking the blue pill, if you know what I mean. And
yeah.
Us old-timers, we've been chased off the job, you know, because we were the kind of people that spoke our minds. And when I remember sitting in back in 2004 for FEMA training, and they started talking about George Washington as a terrorist, me and a bunch of other guys immediately just started just yelling at this guy, hey, this is a political agenda here. What are you doing? What are you talking about? George Washington is a terrorist. This is ridiculous. Well, half of us got up and left and walked out.
Oh, let me stop you. I was sent by a firefighter 18 hours of footage of FEMA in 2000 teaching them that the founders are bad, America's bad, constitutionalists are terrorists, Ron Paul stickers are bad, basically. And people saw that footage and didn't believe it. Just like the MIAC and Homeland Security report, they didn't believe that returning veterans were the number one threat. You're saying you were in Washington. Tell us about that. You just retired. Tell us what they told you in 04.
This was a political agenda. Anybody with half a brain could see what these bozos were dishing out to us. And the old-timers sitting there, and there was half old-timers and half of these young kids that believe all this garbage they get on TV about what it means to be a peace officer. Now, those old-timers just started yelling at the instructor, telling them, hey, listen, what are you talking? This is political agenda here. Are you aware you're pushing a political agenda? And we were outraged. We were indignant. And, then they started sending people to the fusion centers for tours, and most of us old-timers, we didn't get the invitation.
Well, of course, they want to find out who's an idiot. And I mean, that's the thing. Most of these people that have gotten into this, they're into it now, and they don't want to admit they're wrong.
They think being a police officer is going out there and being a revenue collector, okay? Going out there and writing hardworking people tickets for all these ridiculous infractions.
Well, it'd be one thing if the country was going bankrupt and you had to get revenue. No amount will pay it. It's impossible. It all goes to foreign banks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, we'll just go back to the 80s, back what they started with in the 80s with the continuity of government agenda. And the police are essential. You got to brainwash the police. You got to get the police to go along with the program because you can't bring the military in right away. You got to do it incrementally. And this is what they're doing. They're doing it incrementally. You're absolutely right. You're hitting it right on the head. And young man like this guy just called in, he's either a fraud or a total goof or doesn't have a clue to what's going on in his life.
Well, you notice he wouldn't say if he works for the military. My gut says he's like a deputy liaison to the Pentagon or InfraGuard or FBI, because they do that and give them a little extra money. Listen, buddy, you're nothing special. They tried to recruit every dentist my dad works with. This is big, okay? They've never done this before. They're building up for a giant offensive against this country.
I have to bring in foreign troops to enforce it because I'll tell you, my whole family's military. I have sons in the military, been in the military, Afghanistan, Iraq. And I'm going to tell you right now, these fine young people in the military are going to rebel. They're not going to go along with it. So they're going to have to bring in lots of United Nations forces to do it.
Well, I used to hear that 15, 16 years ago and think people were crazy, but they were all former military and they'd been in the briefings. Now it's in the news, 15 foreign nations to be used against domestic terrorists during crises. I mean, they're admitting it.
Thank you for all you do, Alex.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know what makes me frustrated? When he said that, I get mad. I don't want to start screaming at people. Because I read this morning, I scanned through it. I read Paul's article. He's counting on you not doing that. Or it's 300 pages long. Maybe he doesn't know what he's reading. But you notice this. Every time I cover something, I'm told it isn't real. And every once in a while, we are wrong. And I wish I was wrong about this. Let me explain something. I have footage of it, of them training to take over San Francisco and take people's guns. I have the Marines admitting it on video. I had the Boy Scouts on footage in 1998. Now it's been in the New York Times, training to go door-to-door and take guns in Hebron, Maryland. Now it's admitted nationwide. And people call me going, don't bash the Boy Scouts. I'm not bashing the Boy Scouts. They're being taken over. I'm not bashing the police. I've got family that are police. The point is, I am bashing what it's being turned into. That'd be like, to use a gross analogy, it'd be like if somebody used the bathroom, defecated on your coat, and you put it on with stuff all over it, and I said, ooh, that's disgusting. You said, how dare you not like my coat? It's not the coat. It's what's all over it. Don't you understand? In fact, get me watching on the line, because that guy made me so angry. I want to just stress all that and then add even more. And then add civilian inmate labor camp program where they admit they're going to use the U.S. Army with PSYOPs against the American people already in place. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act, clergy response team, everything. Just hit them, and put newscasts about the clergy training folks to go to camps and PSYOPs. And we'll say, pure PSYOP. And he'd probably call back and say, that's not a PSYOP. Let's jam in. We're going to go to Charles. Hadn't gotten in years. And this is the Charles, I think. Charles, you've been listening for 15 years. What'd you think of that call?
Oh, well, he is, let me remind you, with Katrina, let me remind you, policemen like that, making women show their breasts for water, women getting raped in the Dome Stadium, the police out there laughing, putting dogs on people, and I reported you for asking for water, shooting people, innocent people on bridges, retarded people, I reported that. They just convicted them.
You broke that on our show, and then it came out of your, it came out later. Stay there, brother. It's so good to hear your voice. You've been trying to get in for a while?
So?
No, I just hadn't heard from you in like a year. Have you ever tried to get in?
Get in, Mr. Jones. It's sure hard to get in.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back and talk to you and then others. And I just can't believe this country. We've got socialist health care now. I thought that would never happen. You people in denial, man. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Never heard Paul Watson in almost 11 years of working with him yelling angrily. I call him, he's listening to the show, and he goes, it's in there! There's a screenshot of the subsection! It says domestic operations. Put it on screen right now. We found it. Unbelievable that PSYOP guy called in. 2-40. That is the section 2-40. You heard the guy admit it's on Army website as well, like it's no big deal. Like, oh, well, we have it in public. You know, Hitler does stuff in public, so it's okay. The IR tasks performed in support of civilian support operations are similar to those during combat operations. But the techniques and procedures are modified based on special OE association with operating within U.S. territory and in accordance with categories of individuals, primarily D.C. See, D.C.'s domestically, to be housed in IR facilities. And it goes on and on and on. They're hiring them in the purchase orders for domestic and for citizens. And here it is. Watson is just beside himself. We're able to get him on Skype. We got him. Detaining operations, chapter 5. Civilians operating inside the United States, synchronization with the local. Paul, did you hear that guy? Whenever I would ask him, I would say to him, okay, so but you do warrant service with the military. See, that's illegal. They've kept it secret. He feels special doing it. I could sit here all day. I could take 100 calls from cops who'll call in and go, yeah, the military comes and serves warrants with us secretly. Guys, it's illegal. It's kept secret. It's not bomb disposal. I tell you, man, this is so big, Paul. And you notice he's like, calm down, calm down. That's the PSYOP that's in the clergy response team. Calm down. Go to the camp. Calm down. It's no big deal. Don't get upset. Calm down. Listen to NPR. You know, take some Valium. Go quietly to the night. Get in the car, little kid. Everything's... What do you say to him, Paul?
Well, it's complete denial and BS, basically. I don't know whether it's the same guy, but there's a comment on the article from somebody who says, I'm a JAG officer with the U.S. Army, and basically says that the article's a blatant lie to deface the United States Army's character because he claims it's just for terrorists in Afghanistan. Well, Mr. JAG officer, just because of that stupid little troll comment, I went through the entire document again and specifically selected and put them as screenshots on the article where it directly says, quote, these operations may be performed as domestic civil support operations. The federal agencies involved in them are DHS, U.S. Public Health Service, and
Let me stop. Yeah. When they fire a PSYOP at us, we fire back with truth and crush them. They're trying to pass a law in England to secretly arrest you and disappear you forever. China just passed it based on our NDAA. They're trying to say they're going to record everything. They admit they're doing that here. It's illegal. These guys are going to have a lot of trouble. You know what? I'm glad they're still in the PSYOP of denial because that discredits them. If they came out and tried to sell it as good, then it'd be harder to beat them. But the fact that they still think we're stupid and in the dark, you just keep it up, you anti-American enemies, because you hear the other military calling in, and most of them are awake, and you know that's freaking them out, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, here's another quote. The authority to approve resettlement such operations within U.S. territories, again, within U.S. territories, would require a special exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, which can be obtained via, quote, the president invoking his executive authority. So they're saying we can do all this, indoctrination, convincing...
Just keep adding, keep hitting them hard, just absolutely, and have the clergy response team documents and the news admitting they're training us to go to camps. Hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, hit them, and then hit them again. Good job, Watson.
But there's even more.
No, that's enough. Hey, just hit them hard. Our listeners are going to defeat his PSYOP. You're not going to defeat America, scum. You're the enemy. You work for the foreign banks. Everybody's going to get our article just because you did that and double send it out to everybody. I'm going to come back and finish up with Charles, then Gerald Celente, and then all the pastors and everybody else. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.